Dem governors rush to Zelensky's defense after Trump kicks him out of White House. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 28, 2025. Democrat governors came to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's defense after he was kicked out of the White House for making disrespectful remarks during a meeting with President Donald Trump. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D. and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., accused Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance of having advanced Russia's propaganda directly from the White House, and of embarrassing the United States on the world stage. In a post on X, Shapiro issued a statement criticizing Trump and Vance for having attacked President Zelensky, adding that they had undermined the safety and security of America and our national security interests. Shapiro noted how Pennsylvania is the proud home to over 150,000 Ukrainian and Ukrainian-American people. I know they, along with countless other Pennsylvanians, watched in shock at the president and vice president berated President Zelensky and advanced Russia's propaganda directly from the White House, Shapiro said in his statement. The Oval Office should be a place where we advance American values, not where we retreat from them. When the president and vice president attacked President Zelensky today, they served to undermine the safety and security of America and our national security interests. Shapiro continued to accuse the Trump-Vance administration of having alienated many of the United States' allies. Ukraine is our ally. Putin is not. It's not complicated, Hochul wrote in a post on X. I'm proud to be governor of the state with the largest Ukrainian population in America. This president may not stand with democracy, but we will. President Trump's simpering fealty to Vladimir Putin and Russia is embarrassing and dangerous, Pritzker wrote in a post on X. Illinois stands with Ukraine, and so should the White House. Donald Trump is embarrassing the United States on the world stage. Waltz, the former vice presidential running mate of Vice President Kamala Harris, wrote in a post on X. We are a country that stands up to dictators and fights for democracy. Minnesota stands firmly with our allies in Ukraine. As Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton previously reported, Zelensky was kicked out of the White House after he made disrespectful comments in front of the media ahead of planned private talks and the expected signing of the much-discussed minerals deal. The White House went on to confirm that Zelensky had not signed the minerals deals, and Trump issued a statement on Truth Social stating that Zelensky had disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office, and added that he had determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. During the meeting, Trump informed Zelensky that he was gambling with World War III, and added that Ukraine was in big trouble. As Breitbart News's Bradley J. previously reported, Trump and Vance attacked Zelensky for having portrayed that Ukraine had been fighting Russia without aid. Trump noted that Ukraine hasn't been alone, and pointed out that the U.S. had given Ukraine roughly $350 billion in military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks, Trump added. Trump also pointed out that Zelensky was not acting at all thankful, while Vance informed Zelensky that it was disrespectful of him to come to the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media, adding that he should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict. Breitbart News's White House correspondent Nick Gilbertson captured footage of the moment in which Zelensky left the White House after his meeting.